This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Much of the high country still has some dangerous avalanche conditions this weekend, including much of the central mountains and areas to the north and northwest. That's according to the state's Avalanche Information Center. This comes after a snowboarder was killed in a slide in southwestern Colorado on Thursday. Authorities say a 41-year-old woman got caught in the debris of a backcountry avalanche near Silverton. Avalanches caused at least three other deaths in the western U.S. this week. To try to prevent future problems at the state's DNA testing lab, lawmakers have unveiled a bipartisan proposal, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The legislation comes in response to former forensic scientist Yvonne Missy Woods. She allegedly manipulated more than 1,000 DNA test results in criminal cases over decades. The bill would require DNA lab employees to report misconduct, and the state would need to notify those impacted. Republican Representative Matt Soper is a sponsor of the bill.
The notification would go to prosecutors, defense attorneys, and then the victims as well.
It would also set up an easier process to review cases post-conviction that may have relied on faulty DNA analysis. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And curlers from across the country are facing off in Lafayette this weekend for a shot to compete at the Olympics. The top teams at the U.S. Mixed Doubles Olympic Trials move on to the Curling World Championships. There, they'll try to earn a spot at the 2026 Winter Games in Italy. This is CPR News and KRCC.